how does a person go from being an amateur to an expert? First thing is repetition. Repetition is essential for doing this, and so is frequency. Now, I put both of those out there generally right away because people are confused about the difference between repetition and frequency. Repetition would be if I said to you, okay, I want you to shoot 100 free throws over the next 10 years. Well, the repetition would be 100, but because the frequency is spread over 10 years, you're not going to be better at it. If I said, I want you to run 2 miles 100 times over the next 20 years, it's not going to affect your health. But if I said, I want you to run 2 miles 100 times over the next 100 days, you're going to get in good shape or stay in shape if you're doing that regularly anyway. Because the repetition and the frequency need to be pulled together. That's why if a person learns a little bit of Spanish, okay, they graduate from, you know, they basically took 4 years of Spanish in high school and a little bit in college, and that's all they did was take the classes. They can only say basically, dos cervezas, por favor, okay, a couple years later. But if they, instead, they go to a foreign country, they're thrown into it for a 3 month period of time, they can come back fluent. Why? Because donde es el baño has a totally different meaning when you're in the country than it does when you're actually in Spanish class. So that repetition matters, the frequency matters, but also in that analogy of the foreign language is something that would be considered intensity. Intensity. There is an intensity to donde es el baño in the foreign country for the real purpose, okay, that doesn't exist when you're just trying to check it off an exam. And there is a purpose in it. The purpose is that I need to do this. I need to ask that question this way because they don't speak English and I need the outcome. So I don't have a choice like I do of getting a lower grade in the class when it comes to finding the bathroom in the foreign country. I need to know where it is. Therefore, I need to know how to ask, which means I'm going to get this right. When you're a pilot, and I give the example all the time of being a pilot, is that when you fly an airplane, you don't have the luxury of just not paying attention to what you're being taught by your instructor, because every single thing in flight training ends with dot, dot, dot. So they teach you in something flight training, and whether they say dot, dot or not, dot, 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 or you'll die. When you fly the airplane, do this, dot, 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 or you'll die. There are very few things that you're doing in an airplane that don't matter or you wouldn't do them. Now, obviously, there are some, like here's the heat and the cool, and you want to be more comfortable in the cabin, right? But most of the things that you do in flight will, if they go wrong, have a catastrophic outcome. And if you think of those things that way, you're going to be good because, you know, frankly speaking, even if it's a smaller thing you could get wrong, you can't get two or three or four of them wrong all at one time or it's dot, 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 you're going to die. So what does that do to somebody in flight training? It intensifies things. And they know that they're going to have repetition and frequency, intensity and purpose stay alive, by the way, right? And that's going to make them efficient as a pilot and it's going to have the training be much better. So I just want to encourage, if you want to be an expert in something, ask yourself, am I giving myself enough repetitions? Am I doing it over and over again? Am I condensing those repetitions into a high frequency pattern so that, you know, I can actually have them not wear off? Run one time, 2 miles, wait 2 weeks. Well, okay, it wore off by then. Do it back to back or every couple of days and that metabolism stays higher and you're compounding the results. The next one is intensity, of course, and then purpose.